On today's special Public Safety Magazine, we're talking to Newton firefighter, paramedic, Andrew Reed. And Andrew, thanks for joining us. How long have you been with the Newton Fire Department?
Just over 3 years.
Just over 3 years, all right. And is this the first department you've been with, or were you somewhere else before you came here?
No, I worked in I still kind of work in the metro at a department, Delaware Township.
Oh, okay.
And I've been there for 8 years.
And what side of the metro is that? Is that on our side?
That's on the northeast side of Polk County, yep, in between Altoona and Ankeny, so okay. All the unincorporated area there.
Well, you're a busy man then, huh?
Yeah. I've really stepped back in the last few months from there to focus on Newton Fire.
So. All right. Where are you from originally?
Colfax. Born and raised.
So wow.
Spent a lot of time in Newton growing up.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So, what made you decide to sign on with the Newton Fire Department?
My friend Trent Baker that works here encouraged me to apply. I had applied a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Tried for quite a few years to get on full-time because I was just a part-time volunteer in the metro. And decided to give it one last try, and it actually turned out for me this time. So,
what made you decide to choose firefighting / paramedic as a career?
I was 29 at the time, and I had a young family. I'd been working construction all my life,
okay.
And I finally was at a point where I was making probably the most money I was going to make, and I wanted to do something with my life besides just build things, you know, and work hard. Because
yeah.
20 years of that goes a long way. I was already about 10 years into it. So, yeah, and I reached out to my friend Trent, and I was like, you just became an EMT. I kind of would like to do that, you know, help people. And he's like, join the fire department. I was like, oh, it didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
So I went up there, tried the coat on, sat in the back of the ambulance, and I was like, I think this is what I'm supposed to do with my life.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Kind of a nice moment when that happens.
Yeah, I never felt like that about anything I had done, all the jobs that I had had. So,
yeah.
And, 8 years later, I'm in the thick of it.
So the training you underwent, where was that at?
You start out going to get your fire certification to become an EMT. So back when I started 8 years ago, that was through NEMAC for the most part. And I did EMT through Mercy.
All right.
So I worked my way as a volunteer, working full-time construction, and then regularly volunteering a lot of my time to work my way up through that. So you go through fire certifications, you become an EMT, and then you kind of choose your own direction, which way you want to go.
Has things changed a lot on the job since you started?
I would just say things are getting more advanced but
technology-wise.
The core of what we do hasn't changed other than the EMS is becoming more and more of a part of what we do.
Okay.
So we're more medical providers first, and sometimes we put out fire. Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're talking to Newton firefighter and a paramedic, Andrew Green. Do you have a call that you remember the most that you went on that, you know, maybe kind of stuck out in your mind?
It's easy to think of all like the bad ones, you know, but there are also just really good ones. I could sit here and just spend the next hour lost in thought. It's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, I would just say in general, the calls that stick out with me the most are the people that just are having a bad day and they need somebody to listen to them. And that's a lot of what we do too.
Yeah.
You know, whether they're sick or they're hurt or they're in a bad spot in life. I really enjoy just being that person that helps them feel better, whether I talk with them or spend time with them or do anything I can for them. So,
what's the hardest part of the job?
Is that you care.
Oh, you care?
Yeah. You know, you get left with just this glimpse of their bad day and their time that they're going through, and then you you come back to the station and you probably never find out what happened.
So you kind of wonder, huh?
You always do, yeah.
Yeah.
The hospital is good sometimes about getting us follow-up when they can get it. But I would say that was the one thing I wish we got more of is just a follow-up on,
yeah,
on how people turned out, you know, whether ended well or ended badly. It's just kind of that resolution that we don't get a lot. So,
like you said, you're interacting with them at a, you know, kind of a high impact time that they're going through, and so yeah,
and they'll download everything on
you
about what's going wrong or what's been hard for them, and then you try and treat them the best you can, and then you never see them again. Usually,
yeah.
What
I know it varies day to day, but on average, like. How many calls do you take during a shift, and how long are your shifts?
We work 24 on, 48 off.
Okay.
And our average call volume is about 10 calls a shift. So every two hours and like 20 minutes or so a call comes in.
Okay. But, well, how much time do we have now before the next one comes? When was the last
one? We've already had one today. So,
okay. Yeah. All right.
And so, you know, those are spread out. Sometimes they bunch up, but it's not uncommon for us to be up throughout the night.
Yeah.
I've seen as much as 23 or 24 calls in a shift.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is there a lot of paperwork you have to do after each run or not too much?
Yeah, as a paramedic, you're doing a lot of advanced skills, so you're doing a lot of treatments that need to be logged. And so after an EMS call, which takes typically about an hour, 45 minutes or so, I'll come back and write a report for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour.
Is that the worst part of the job?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
No. Well, we make it a point that when you return from a call, regardless of what's going on, you do your report so nobody bothers you. So
yeah.
I appreciate that. As a volunteer, you just kept up and you were like, you get your reports done when you can.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
So it's nice to have that time here to do that.
I'm talking to Newton firefighter and paramedic, Andrew Green.
Now, do you stay inside the city limits or do you go outside city limits and stuff too?
As the only full-time department in Jasper County, we also do a lot of mutual aid.
Okay.
So it's not uncommon for us to help Baxter, help Kellogg. Who else do we go help? Colfax, they're a great partner of ours. So.
Yeah.
And we'll just send you and your EMT partner out, and it's just you guys.
With the county and their remote ALS service, has that cut down on some of the things that you guys do then, or have you really noticed a decrease?
If anything, it's just been a great help. Like I just mentioned, we go out to Baxter, or we go down to Reasoner, or whoever needs the help. It's just you and your EMT partner. It can be pretty stressful, you know, and having that ALS fly car, another advanced level provider on scene, they can't transport, but they can assist us, they can ride in. That is a huge help.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Well, I'm sure the sheriff would like you to speak to the county supervisor since it's budget time now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'd love to.
give a little heads up about that.
I'm very grateful every time I see him. Every time.
Yeah. And how much training do you have? You know, obviously things are changing, new procedures and stuff. Mm-hmm. How much additional training do you take once you're, like, on the job? Do you get, like, regular updates or just when new stuff comes out? Or?
I mean, we have, as advanced providers, we have a little over 100 hours that we have to spend in the classroom just to keep our certification because it'll expire every 2 years. So you have to get that on top of all the training we do just as at the fire department, which we train every day. Okay. So we have a very structured day throughout the day. Right now, everybody's doing truck checks and chores. We'll take a quick lunch break, and then we will train until lunchtime, and then we'll train after lunchtime, eat dinner, and then you have the evening to yourself.
Oh.
So, you know, every 24-hour shift, you're spending several hours training, whether that's fire or EMS, on top of the certifications you have to keep up, like your ACLS and your PALS, which are these cards that we have to carry saying I'm certified in cardiology, you know, advanced cardiology, life support, or pediatric, and It quickly becomes your life.
I imagine.
On top of the hundreds and hundreds of hours of schooling you had to go through to get to here. So.
Yeah. You know, we're talking to Newton firefighter and paramedic, Andrew Green. Talk a little bit about the equipment here. I know you're getting a new ladder truck, right? Is that coming next year?
Oh, yeah. Either the end of this year or the beginning of the next year, I believe.
So that'll be
Don't
neat.
Don't quote me on that.
That'll be new, huh? And then they had to reinforce the floor and the Bay Area.
Yeah,
too.
They're currently working on it right now.
Are they now still?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, these vehicles are getting in pretty heavy weight, and they just keep getting heavier just because of the amount of stuff we have to carry and the electronics. And
How many ambulances do you guys have?
We have four.
Four?
So three are in service at all times, and that fourth one is a reserve ambulance.
Okay.
And they get used pretty well.
I imagine they do.
Yeah.
And pretty much each one is equipped the same way, aren't they?
Yes. Yep. They're identically set up the best they can. They're all a little bit different design, but we all understand where everything is on it. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like people to know about what it's like to be a firefighter / paramedic or working for the Newton Fire Department?
The thrill will wear off, and you just got to have remember purpose, you know, why we're here, you know, is to help and serve the community. Got to hold on to that. Otherwise, you know, the job becomes tough on you. So
yeah,
it's a busy department, and I enjoy that the most because I get a lot of experience here. So
also I understand that, you know, that a lot of people start out here and move on too. A lot of them, some do.
Yeah, it's hard to compete when we got a metro area that's just got so many more departments that can offer so much more. So the people that want to be in Newton stay in Newton. And so what keeps me here is I grew up here. So I remember Newton 30 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
As a little child, and I just my heart belongs here a little bit. So
those are the best people to have around then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we appreciate what you do, and thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that is Andrew Reed, Newton firefighter paramedic with the Newton Fire Department, joining us on today's special Public Safety Magazine.